Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites that familiar tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who has two jobs after hearing Bruce play the Piano Puzzler. Job one is to name the hidden tune. Job two is to name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Justin Kometscher is on the line from Overland Park, Kansas. Justin, welcome.
Good to be here.
Glad to have you. Justin, what's your musical background?
Well, I studied music in college. I'm a trumpet player by trade. Played trumpet in the Navy for a little while, professionally in the Navy bands. I even had a brief appearance on an indie rock record out of Omaha, Nebraska.
Nice. So you play trumpet, and whatever work comes along, you're ready for it.
Yeah.
And if a piano puzzler comes along, are you ready for that?
Well, if it was a trumpet puzzler, I think I would just be all over it, but I'll do my best with a piano puzzler as well.
I don't know what's coming either. Bruce is sitting at the piano, sort of spun away from me. The music desk is facing away from me, so I can't see what music he's looking at. So I don't know what's coming either. So if you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Very good.
Okay, Justin, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, I hope, since you're a trumpet player, that this meant something to you.
I'm always the one that gets the composer. My wife always gets the tune. But I think this time I might have an idea about the tune, but less of an idea about the composer.
Okay. I know the feeling, yeah. So what tune did you hear in that?
Well, as I was listening to it, I'm hearing a little of dum, 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 go. Tell Aunt Rhody the old Grey Goose is dead?
That's exactly right, yes. Yeah. It is the old folk tune.
Okay, so you're 50% of the way there.
Okay,
now, did you have a feeling, I have to ask, about the composer?
Well, it is definitely something romantic sounding to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel quite Beethoven-y enough to be Beethoven to me, but maybe a little later than that?
Yeah, definitely quite a bit later, yeah.
Maybe a little bit of Schumann in there.
Well, even later than that.
Can I
just ask a question? One point I thought, this almost sounds like Bruce is trying to imitate an orchestra.
Yes, it's
on the
extremely
piano.
Orchestral.
Huh.
And not only that, this composer wrote huge, phenomenal horn parts because his father was one of the greatest horn players of the 19th century.
I was blanking on it, but it's Richard Strauss,
yes!
Isn't it?
Yes, it's Richard Strauss. Yeah, you got it.
Nicely done. A guy who hardly wrote any piano music. He wrote tons of orchestral music. Richard Strauss, a rare appearance on the Piano Puzzler. Bruce, could we hear this puzzler one more time?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, just resolve it one way or the other.
There we go.
That's music by Bruce Adolph, this week's piano puzzler. Go Tell Aunt Rhody, rewritten in the style of Richard Strauss. Justin Kometscher from Overland Park, Kansas, you got it. You named the tune, you named the composer. Really well done.
Well, thank you very much.
Justin, how do you listen to piano puzzlers?
Well, our local station is KANU, Kansas Public Radio, but more often than not, I listen to you on the web through the Performance Today website.
PerformanceToday.org. Justin Kometscher from Overland Park, thank you so much. Wonderful to have you this week on the Piano Puzzler.
Well, thank you very much again.
Our pleasure. And Bruce, let's do it again next week.
Bye, Fred.